it's an absolute scandal. The way that these men and a good number of them are from Donegal were betrayed. These men are heroes. You know, the way that they came through the siege of Jarrahville with overwhelming numbers attacking them. They were holding the line for Ireland, for the United Nations. And because you know, their actions didn't fit within the political program of some at the time, they were betrayed. Indeed, they were made out to be cowards. Some of those men in the years that followed took their own lives. They were made to be ashamed instead of being celebrated. In my opinion, they should have been getting like a ticker tape celebration when they came home. It's an absolute scandal and shame in our country. And all of those men, the surviving men, and the families of the men who are deceased, in my opinion, and the opinion of a growing number of people, should be taken to Áras an Uachtaráin, and the president of our country should put medals on their chest.
You are specifically calling for them to be awarded the Medal of Gallantry, but is the government's hands somewhat tied on this issue, effectively?
Yes, the government say that there are strict regulations and rules around the Medal of Gallantry. What I would say to them is recently they put medals on the chest of all the serving members of the Defence Forces who took part in the centenary celebrations this year, and I think that was right and proper. So surely they can come up with a special medal that can be put onto the chest of those men in Áras an Uachtaráin. I would be fighting for the Medal of Gallantry. It's the highest medal of all. But there needs to be a medal award ceremony in Áras an Uachtaráin. There needs to be an acceptance by this state of the scale of the betrayal. And we need to celebrate these men for their heroism, not just the honour they brought upon the Irish people, but the honour they brought upon the United Nations by their remarkable actions, one of the most remarkable military feats in history that was buried for many, many years. But thankfully now, more and more people are learning about it through the film The Siege of Jarrahville.